Welcome to this edition of Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. Dave Ball here along with Crown CEO and the host of Money Life, Chuck Bentley. And Chuck, this is a program today that I think in the 18 months or so that we've done Money Life, this has to rank at least in the top five, if not in the top one or two.
It is right up there, Dave, and I would have altered your opening to say, welcome to this special edition of Money Life,
sure.
Because what's coming up is, in fact, very, very special.
Well, the story you'll hear today is of Candy Hildebrandt, and Candy and her husband, Russell. You may have seen them on CNN recently. They dug out of $106,000 in consumer debt. Chuck, I don't know too many people that have that kind of debt, but I know there are a lot of our listeners today that are staring at a mountain they just don't think they can climb, and that certainly is where the Hildebrands found themselves a few years ago.
Well, Dave, it is a story that is an extreme because the average household credit card debt in America is $7,861. Now, Candy and Russell had more than 10 times that amount.
Correct.
Which, that's a pretty extreme situation, and their consumer debt all together was two times their annual income. Now, Dave, by that formula, most people would have said it is absolutely impossible. Let's just give up. Let's rush down to the bankruptcy court and get this over with because we've dug a hole we cannot get out of. But what you're going to hear today is a story of extreme hope. And when I first saw the story, Dave, I said, I don't know how a couple could have done that apart from the Lord, because this is not a story about Crown or Money Life. It's not a testimony where we help this couple. But Dave, it's one of my favorite stories because it's a story of the Lord and what the Lord did to help this couple. And I was exactly right. When I heard the story on CNN, I said, they've got to be believers. And it turns out that Candy and Russell give credit to the Lord Jesus Christ for this story of extreme hope. And you're going to hear today that when we turn to the Lord, His truth and His principles do not fail. Dave, God is faithful. He is our provider. And when we trust in Him, we don't have to go through bankruptcy. It can be done no matter how bad the situation. And I can't wait for them to meet Candy Hildebrandt.
Well, stay tuned. In just a moment, we'll introduce you to our guest today, Candy Hildebrandt. And this is one of those programs you'll want to hear again. And you can do that by going to crown.org. You're listening to Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries, and we'll be right back.
Want to learn how to make and manage money God's way, but you don't have time to read a book or participate in a Bible study? Then check out The Journey to True Financial Freedom, a live seminar presented by Crown Financial Ministries. It's fast-paced and life-changing. Invest just one day of your time in a Journey to True Financial Freedom seminar, and you can learn God's financial principles and practical ways to apply them for a lifetime. A trained instructor will teach you how to set priorities, develop a spending plan, eliminate debt, and more. You'll gain a deeper understanding of stewardship and faithfulness. If you're interested in attending a Journey to True Financial Freedom seminar, go to crown.org to find one in your area, or call 1-800-722-1976 and ask one of our friendly consultants to locate one for you. That's 800-722-1976 or online at crown.org.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley, and I have the privilege of introducing you to a remarkable guest today. Candy Hildebrandt is with us, and Candy and her husband, Russell, are from New Richmond, Wisconsin, and they have recently been in the news media in a big way because they paid off $106,000 in credit card and consumer debt in only 4 years and 4 months. Candy, welcome to Money Life.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
Well, I cannot tell you how excited I am to meet you. This story doesn't have anything to do with Crown or Money Life, but I sense as I began to read this remarkable journey that you and your family have been on, that it had a lot to do with the Lord. And we contacted you to find out some of the details of your story, and I was so touched to learn that you have been led by the Lord to go through this journey to get out of consumer debt. So, Candy, thank you so much for your testimony. I can't wait for our listeners to hear what God has done in your life.
You're very welcome.
Tell us how you first realized that you had a problem with debt.
Well, my husband was in charge of the finances, and so I knew we were in debt. I really didn't understand to what extent. And a couple of flags for me as a wife was to watch my husband become increasingly burdened and stressed and very depressed. And so that tipped me off that, you know, what was he carrying in terms of a load of emotion and mentally, caused me to start to dig a little bit. And the other was that we did receive letters from our credit cards, which I had opened, raising our interest rates. And we had always been current, and that was our way. And so with my background in the credit customer service field, I knew that we'd become a high risk and that was why they were, you know, increasing our interest rates. So I did some digging and found out where we were at and, you know, looked for the opportune moment to approach him without, you know, making him defensive or even more low emotionally.
And what was your personal reaction to finding out that you had that much debt?
Well, I was slightly distressed, not so much for, you know, what it was, but from what it had done to us in terms of just putting us in an extreme bondage and seeing what it had done to my husband. And, you know, he concealed things not to be deceptive, but to shield and protect me. And so I wasn't, it never occurred to me to sit him down and say, and criticize him and say, how did you do this? Why did you do this? Because I knew why he'd done it. And he always has been a big dreamer. He's always wanted the best for me and my family. And when we made the decision to start a family, I'd had two miscarriages. And so he allowed me to come home from a full-time job. He did start a side business with the intent that that business would replace my income. And unfortunately, after 16 years of that, it just did not. And that's where we were. It happened over 16 years. You know, and shortly after I came home, we had our twin daughter, so we were purchasing two of everything. And, you know, we didn't live lavishly, but we could have been more frugal. And so, you know, all of that in hindsight, knowing kind of how we got there, my attitude was, okay, I know there's no blame because we're a team. Now, how are we going to fix this?
Candy, if you don't mind disclosing, what percentage of your personal income did $106,000 of consumer debt represent? Was that one time your annual income? How bad was it?
At that point in time, it would have been twice his annual income.
Okay. So were these debts spread over a large array of credit cards or personal loans? Where were they? Where did you owe the money?
Well, we had 11 credit cards, and that totaled $89,000. And there also was one personal loan to a family member that was close to $18,000, and that's where that $106,000 total comes into play.
Okay, so you had the realization that the interest rates are going up. It's going to get worse and worse and worse. Were you just overwhelmed with interest payments at that time?
Totally. You know, I shopped around knowing that, you know, we needed help with it. It was not something we could overcome on our own. And we did end up going with a consumer credit counseling service in our area that was member certified with the National Foundation for Credit Counseling. And it was a nonprofit organization. It's the first. They've been around since the late 1960s. And the month prior to signing on with them, I actually sat down and added up all of the newly assessed finance charged for that one month on those 11 credit cards. Again, the month before we signed up, and we were assessed $1,544 in new finance charges just for that one month.
So interest alone was almost 25% of your monthly income. just interest.
I would say, you know, even more than, I think that'd be closer to 40% of our monthly income, yes.
Wow. So you were in crisis, Candy.
Yes. It was just a matter of time. Yes.
Yes. And so many people at that juncture, when they see the handwriting on the wall, would think bankruptcy, write it off, start again, but not you. What happened that made you and Russell take a different approach?
Well, I want to point out one thing at this point. You know, my husband, I honestly believe, did not know what our total debt was, and he clearly didn't know what we were paying monthly because he did not want to know. And I don't think he is so unusual. I think people know they're in deep, but they just don't want to face the reality. And I remember after I told that, asking him, do you want to know how much we're paying? And he said, no, I don't want to know. And actually, before I sat down with a counselor from that CCCS office, our biggest fear was that they were going to tell us we were too late, that you were going to have to file bankruptcy. And being Christians and acknowledging our transgression in the first place, you know, that we had presumed upon the future, and James 4 clearly teaches us not to do that, that we were hoping the Lord would be merciful and give us time to pay that back. And you know he is. And so when I sat down with her, I was so excited to be able to leave that office with someone else who said, you can do this. In 5 years, you can be debt-free. Because we did have a close friend and a businessman who was financially independent and is still today, told me personally, he said, he looked at our finances and he said, you know what? He said, you will never pay this off. You might as well file bankruptcy. Mm. Incidentally, that same person told us not to tithe.
Wow.
And praise the Lord, we did not listen to
Amen.
Him.
Amen. Candy, your story is so touching. There's more to it, and there's a lot of helpful tips coming up after the break. Stay with us. We're talking to Candy Hildebrandt, who paid off $106,000 of consumer debt. You're listening to Money Life, and we'll be right back.
Tired of struggling to pay your bills every month? Not sure where your money's going? Are you ready to get out of debt? Well, the way out isn't always to make more money. Often it's learning to manage what God has already given you. And Crown Financial Ministries has something that'll help you do that. Crown Envelopes is one of the most advanced online money management systems ever. It will help you easily create a home budget online in a secure environment and connect it to your bank and credit card accounts. Then, Crown Envelopes will automatically track your spending, update your budget, and tell you how much you have left to spend in any budget category. You'll have access to your financial information 24/7 from home, work, even your cell phone, so you can always know where you stand financially and make informed decisions. Take control of your finances today and sign up for Crown Envelopes at crown.org. With Crown Envelopes, you can become debt-free. Again, Crown Envelopes is available at crown.org.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. Our guest today is Candy Hildebrandt. And Candy, I am so inspired by your story because I've said it so many times that there's always hope when we turn to the Lord. And you and Russell divided up responsibilities. He took the offense to go and increase your income, and you took the defense to manage your way through the payment of the bills and to handle the expenses and the lifestyle adjustments. But I want to get real specific with you, Candy, about what happened when you finally had hope and you were talking to the Consumer Credit Counseling Service. What did they specifically do for you that gave you hope?
Well, apart from, you know, the encouraging words and the fact that there was no condemnation, that they were able to look at our portfolio and say, you know, this is the amount you need to pay monthly. And, you know, in 5 years, if you follow our plan, you can be debt-free. And the two poignant things that they can offer, one was that, it's, you know, although it's not a consolidation of debt, what happens is they take on the logistics of paying your creditors. And for someone like Russ and myself, who had 11 of them, just having them pay those bills was removed stress. So we had to focus on one payment amount each month. We knew when that was going to come. And that's what we focused on. The other aspect is that they are able to accomplish things with your creditors that we as consumers cannot do, in that they can negotiate lower fixed interest rates. And like two of our highest balances were around 23%, and they were able to negotiate those down to 2%. And as I said in the first segment, that month before we signed on, we had $1,544 of newly assessed finance charged. When I reassessed that 3 to 4 months later, that figure was down to $490. So right away, for us, because of, you know, the amount of debt we had, we saved thousands of dollars just by going with that CCCS office.
Yes, so they restructured your interest payments and renegotiated them so that you could actually be successful. But it's an important part of your story that none of this debt was ever forgiven, was it?
No, it was not. It is the debt management plan. The key is the term management. You pay back everything you owe. It's not debt settlement. It's not debt restructuring where you're negotiating maybe 25 on the dollar or 40 cents on the dollar. And what people don't understand is what you don't pay is bad debt. So, yeah, we paid it all back.
And ultimately, Candy, how much did you pay back over that 4 years and 4 months?
About $123,000, including, you know, the flat fee that the office assessed, which was just $50, and then, of course, the accrued interest.
Well, one of the things that literally made me cry about your story, Candy, and I have to admit, your story has inspired me so much because it gives hope to everyone, no matter how bad their financial problems are. But as I watched on CNN the story of your husband, Russell, because I could identify with Russell and the stress he was under, and his love for his family and his desire to do what's right, when I saw him sleeping in his car between jobs, I said, there's a man with deep, deep character. And I so respected him for that. Would you tell our audience what he did to serve you during that time and the family to increase your income?
Yes. You know, when we started the program, you know, we needed more income because apart from the CCCS, we also had an average of a $400 a month payment to pay off a personal loan. And so he as a chemist, managed an environmental company during the day, and at night he was a janitor at a local grocery store. So he mopped floors, cleaned bathrooms 4 to 5 hours a night, 5 nights a week, and he did that for over 4 years. And when the gas prices really rose for a period of time, probably about a year, year and a half, there were two nights, of course, that he did not work at that second job here in town. And so to save money, that we would have more money for food, he would stay in the cities at his full-time job and work later, and then he would go out to the car and sleep in the vehicle. And by doing that, he would save between $80 and $100 a month in fuel prices.
Candy, you made some incredible adjustments to your lifestyle, and as I watched your story, I said to myself, here is a person who really knows how to do this. You and the girls went into action, and you did things that just were so inspiring to me, and I want you to share just in general what you had to do to find the financial margin to even make that $500 a month interest payment.
Well, there's the term that necessity is the mother of all invention. And so there was a time when I had no meat and there was no money to go buy some. So I had some egg noodles and I had some crackers and I was trying to, and a can of soup actually, and was trying to create a main dish for our meal. And that, affectionately, we call Mama's cracker crumb casserole, but that actually came to be our daughter's favorite meal. But making do with what we had, and I think the biggest change was just learning to go without, because we had to. To be honest with you, the first 3 years, there really was no discretionary income. We could not afford to go shopping at a thrift store. We could not afford to even go garage sailing. We had to make do with what we had, and when it came up short, God provided through family members. Mm. And there were many times that I quoted a Psalm 37:25, you know, where the psalmist David says, I have been young and now I'm old, but I have never seen the righteous forsaken nor his seed begging bread. Mm. And God had proved himself faithful over and over again. And, you know, we looked at things and we said, you know, when even when we had a little extra income after that personal debt was paid, we said, do we really need this? Learning to wait and allow God to provide and knowing by doing so that when he did, and it really was when he did, not if, that God got the glory, not the credit card.
Well, Candy, I want to talk to you more because there's so much we can learn from your remarkable journey and your success at getting out of financial bondage. Will you come back tomorrow and let's talk about this more?
Certainly.
You're listening to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. We'll be right back.
What would you say if I told you that in 10 short weeks you could decrease your debt, increase your savings, and strengthen your relationships while growing spiritually? Sound too good to be true? Well, all of these results are being reported by thousands who have completed the Biblical Financial Study from Crown Financial Ministries. This 10-week study teaches you more than practical principles about managing money. It focuses on the life-changing truth of God's Word. Individuals are being transformed as they learn proven biblical principles and how to apply them to their finances. To find a biblical financial study group in your area, go online to the My Crown section of crown.org. And if there's not a Crown 10-week biblical financial study already planned in your area, consider starting one. To find out how, call 1-800-722-1976 or visit crown.org.
Welcome back to this final segment of Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. And Chuck, I cannot wait for tomorrow's program to hear more of Candy's testimony.
Well, she is just terrific, Dave. And wasn't it refreshing to hear someone say, you know, we dug a very deep hole and we're going to dig ourselves out of that hole. There were no excuses. There was no whining. There was no running from it. And I get a lot of emails, but I can't think of one that was as dire as this one. Can you imagine 40% of your total income committed to interest payments? That's before the mortgage. That's before gasoline. It's before food. 40%. It seemed insurmountable. But here's a couple who said, we're going to go through it. We're going to take it a step at a time. How do you eat the elephant? One bite at a time. And Candy had the courage to go sit in the office and say, I need help. But here's what touched my heart, Dave. And this story is so dear to me because we exist to see this type of deliverance. She demonstrated that when you turn to the Lord and ask for Him to intervene, it doesn't matter how smart you are, how hard you work, how creative you are. What makes the difference is the humility to say, I've made a mistake, and Lord, I need your help. And then she went before a credit counselor and said, we're not doing this right. Can you help us? And we will be obedient to whatever the plan is. And she got on a debt management plan and followed through in record time. The debt management plan was supposed to last 5 years. It lasted 4 years and 4 months. And it's no wonder, Dave, that today they're reaping the blessing of being faithful because they turn to God. And so to those of you who are in that same circumstance today, here's what I hope you take away. That no matter how bad your situation, you can get out of debt. Do not make an excuse for it. Do not turn your back on it and run. Do not hit the eject button. Stand in there and say, Lord, with your strength, we're going to attack this problem. We may have to divide up as a couple, one take offense and one take defense like they did, but we're going to do it. And then acknowledge that God will make all the difference in your life, that it's not your effort, but it's God's effort working through you that's going to give you the strength. And then be humble enough to turn to other people who can help you. Now, I loved one of the things that Candy said is she got some advice that she rejected. When she heard, stop tithing, just go file bankruptcy and get this over with, she said, no, I'm going to look for a counselor that will line up with what I see in the scripture that will reinforce my biblical values. And she held tight to her belief that God's way would be the best way. And that's exactly what we hope for you, that you will turn to the Lord, that you will seek His counsel, because the God we serve is faithful.
Well, that's all the time we have for today's program. Be sure to join us tomorrow for part two of Candy Hildebrandt. And for Chuck Bentley and the entire staff here at Crown Financial Ministries, thanks for joining us for this edition of Money Life.